Happy Mother's Day for the second time. You will hear it again during the time of as we go on during this Mass. At the end of Mass, I will be giving a special blessing for all those who are mothers, and you know who you are, so don't let me forget, okay? Three questions for you today, but don't worry, you don't have to answer them aloud, just to yourself. First, am I lovable? Just answer it to yourself, be honest. Am I lovable? Second, am I loved? Am I loved? And thirdly, am I loving? Am I loving? The question for the answer for the first question, am I lovable? Yes, we are lovable because we were created in love, out of love, to love, and for love. We keep hearing love throughout the readings today. It's all about love. So yes, we are lovable. The second question, am I loved? And that should be a yes answer as well. Because we were created in love, out of love, and to love. Yes, we are loved. And thirdly, am I loving? Well, you can get an answer for that one too, but I think your spouse, your children, those, your friends, those who do know you can help you answer that question. They can help us answer that question. If I'm loving, they can tell you, you know what, you are very loving, or maybe you are not so loving. But yes, we are loved. We are lovable because we were created to love. What is love anyways? What Jesus today says, as the Father loves me, so I love you. As the Father loves me, so I love you. We can have a different definition of love. But what is it? I do love chocolate. I do really love chocolate. I love my mom. I love my dad, my family. I love the Pope. I love Holy Mother Church. I love my faith. I would love me some lottery winning tickets. I would love that. What is love? As the Father loves me, so I love you. Mother Teresa says that for love to be real, notice, for love to be real, because we all can have a definition of love, but the love that God is talking today, that the love that he's referring to today, the love that he's alluding to today, Mother Teresa, for love to be real, it must cost. First condition, it must cost. Second condition, it must hurt. Ouch. And thirdly, it must empty us of self. The greatest expression of love in Jesus Christ. As the Father loves me, so I love you. I'm going to invite you to look at the beautiful cross at the center of this beautiful church. That is the greatest expression of love. It must cost. That's what it was for Jesus. It cost you and me his life. It must hurt. I bet you it was pretty painful. But he did it for you and for me. It must empty myself. Jesus was emptied. He emptied himself for you and for me. That is the greatest and beautiful definition of love. Just as the Father loves me, so I love you. God loves each one of us as if there was only one of us. I think St. Augustine said that. Another beautiful definition of love. God loves each one of us as if there were only one of us. There's, I think, over 7 billion, I was going to say Catholics, I wish one day, but it's over 7 billion people on this tiny planet Earth. 7.7 or 8, something like that. But each one of us are unique and unrepeatable. For God loves each one of us as if there were only one of us. If it was only you on this planet, Jesus Christ will die just for you. He will go and give his all. Pay the price, the cost. He will empty himself. He will suffer all that just for you if there was only you on this planet. That is love. For God loves each one of us as if there was only one of us. We love our mothers. I think this is the third time. Happy Mother's Day. How do we love them? Does it cost us to love them? Is it painful to love them? Are we emptying ourselves out for them? Well, then that is love. I called my mother this morning because in Mexico we celebrate Mother's Day every 10th in the month of May. It doesn't matter if it falls on whatever day of the week. The 10th of May is Mother's Day, I guess, so we won't forget. Every 10th. So I called her today and I said, Mom, today you will be recognized twice, today and tomorrow. And she was so excited when I said, Mom, I love you, happy Mother's Day. And she responded and said, you too. Well, thank you, Mom, but I'm not a mother, but my father. She was so excited. So thank you, mothers, for being a mother, for emptying yourself for your children, for that sacrifice. And you know what? We're so grateful to the mother of mothers, our blessed mother on this side, the Blessed Virgin Mary. So I will invite you today that if you don't have your mother, if your mother is not here with us today, if she's not on this earth because she has gone before us, I'm going to invite you to go to your mother, our blessed mother, and perhaps at the end of Mass, light a candle and pray for your mother. If forgiveness needs to take place, ask our blessed mother to help you out with that. As you light that candle, give your mother a hug if she's not with you. Give her a hug. Embrace her through the loving and tender care and love of our blessed mother. Pray for your mother. If you have your mother with you, what a great blessing. Don't wait till tomorrow. Tomorrow's Mother's Day in Mexico anyways, but don't wait till tomorrow or the next month. Tell her that you love her, because she imitates our blessed mother in loving you. Be grateful for your mother. Tell her that you love her. Tell her that you care for her, that you are willing to empty yourself out for her, that you are willing to suffer pain and pay the cost to love her. That's what it means to love, to give oneself for the other. As the Father loves me, so I love you. As we approach this holy and blessed sacrament, Jesus himself, because the Holy Eucharist is the greatest expression of love. It signifies love, it produces love. We want to approach this holy banquet in thanksgiving for the love that God the Father has given us, for the love that God has given us through our Blessed Mother, and for the love that God the Father has given us through our earthly mothers. And as we approach this holy banquet, we ask for the grace so that we may be able to love one another just as God loves us all. And we pray especially as I lift up Jesus in the most blessed sacrament today. May our prayer be, my Lord and my God, teach me how to love. Please stand. I believe in one God,